Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. Oh, you know, we've got a quality time killer this week. This is again like the nadir of the off season, and man alive, we're powering through it in a number of ways. First, for those of you listening for the first time, we're sorry. Just apologizing in advance. Two, it's free. It's the best part about a podcast, right? It's like America. It's free and worthless, but fun. Definitely fun. Joining me as always, on the internet's only college football podcast, we have Ryan Nanny live from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Ryan.
So we didn't get a lot of bites for people sending us friend reactions after they suggested the full cast. And that's fine, because how on earth would you? Why would you, you know, risk your personal relationships like that? But I did like the one we got. I don't have it in front of me, but we've definitely tweeted about it, where Buddy sent it to his group text, and there was silence, and then there was just somebody being like, Six Flags this weekend?
Y'all, you really need to listen to this podcast. It's the hotness. Yeah, that's cool. You thought about going to Magic Mountain? Be great.
That said, go look at this Six Flags list of incidents at Six Flags Wikipedia. Lengthy,
including, I believe, at least one decapitation.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of those. There's one where, like, back in the 60s or something, a ride caught on fire because people were smoking on it. There's a range. Let's just say there's a range. A lot of it stuck. Oh, the roller coaster stuck and we're up here for hours. Well, that looks good compared to some of those. But it doesn't matter, because now I'm going to be the president's lawyer. Thanks to Spencer. Thanks a lot, you asshole.
Yeah. Hey, right, real quick, Jason Kirk, say hi from beautiful Kennesaw, Georgia.
What'd it do?
Yeah, I was on your couch last night, man. We were watching some wrestling.
We watched a little wrestling.
I mean, there are two things that happened this week. One, there was some wrestling, right? Spring practice is ongoing. And that's fun.
That's always ongoing.
That's always ongoing. Really, like, what's more ongoing, by the way, than I believe Nebraska's offensive coordinator, who said today that that yeah, every day's game day, man.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite sports bar slogan. Come to McGarity's, where every day is game day.
Every day is game day. You are Sisyphus. You can never quit.
Come to trivia night. Corona's $2 each.
Game day.
I want to name it after something. You know, bars are always named after something alcoholic or beery. You know, I want to name it like hops. There was a place in Tampa. It was called Hops. You know, you're like, that's so festive. You know, and some places are called like Mugs. I want to name a place for like something like, you know, Cast Off Yeast Suds. Hops Nubbins. Come to Hops
Nubbins. We're going to work on that. It's not the way there.
Okay.
But if we call it Coy's Cast Off Yeast Suds, we'll inadvertently attract Spurs fans. So
that's you'll never believe what this bar actually stands for. What, mate? It's my extremely terrible. That's actually not an English accent. It's the accent of a person who is so hard for their team, their EPL team, that they become really bad fake British just on Saturday.
I thought that was Australian. So is the team y'all talking about the one that, like, my whole Twitter timeline, every, I don't know, random periods, right, everyone just gets
like,
way
at
into.
Like 2 p.m. on a Thursday, you'll be like, what the fuck is going, why is everybody screaming about Spurs?
Everyone's screaming about the Shropshire Rovers all at once, using hashtags I don't follow. And it's always the same team. Everyone, okay. either there are 100 teams and everyone roots for one, or they all root for the same team.
Okay.
I enjoy people who've been a hardcore Tottenham fan for about 8 months. We're like, psh, classic Spurs.
This is the life I chose. This is the life I was born into.
That's the one everyone likes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tottenham.
Now, you say
who's
this.
Who's their arch rival?
We can just make this up. I think it's Coleridge Pudding Wesley.
Oh,
but
okay.
I might have that
FC.
Wrong. FC.
Not Bullridge Pudding Sporting. Not them.
Not those wankers. Hell no.
Yeah. Those guys, they draft first.
Now you say
they went too far in the playoffs.
You
right?
say that this is what your timeline is, just a bunch of meaningless whatever. But I know almost nothing about wrestling and have never really followed it. Not because I don't like it. I just never had a wrestling phase, and therefore,
yeah, you didn't have a wrestling like focal.
Correct.
I think it's because that would make you too Tampa.
There is a risk that I would never leave. My blood would be orange. My blood would be like half Gatorade at that point.
Man, how did you get out of Tampa without a wrestling event in your life?
I myself don't understand.
The Hulk Hogan restaurant there, like under a bridge. I was delighted to see that's where it is.
Right. So that's A. B, last night was WrestleMania. But again, I don't know, like, other than a few top level things like Ronda Rousey's in the WWE now and some other shit like that, I have no context for it. C, Twitter on your phone in the morning is just like, here's 18 random tweets from the last 10 hours. So it's just, it reads like I fell asleep and woke up and now I live in a Japanese RPG where I don't understand anything.
Yeah, hey, two Japanese wrestlers got big wins, so that's highly appropriate. Well, you know, next year WrestleMania is in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
I'm not going.
Yeah, we got to take you. Listen, folks out there, if you want Ryan to come to WrestleMania, give me a hell yeah. And by me, I mean him on Twitter via a Stone Cold GIF.
Just say it.
Just say what? Hell yeah?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Fine. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
So, yeah. I sympathize with you because I woke up this morning and it was actually the one time that I enjoyed Twitter's lack of chronology, because just like all of this is great. Mm-hmm. None of this makes any sense whatsoever. I love it. It's better than what I usually wake up to on my phone, at least. So,
see, that's the point of wrestling. It's better than whatever real life was belching out at that moment.
It's true for the most part. It really is. Like, so last night we watched WrestleMania, and you should know this. This is all you need to know. We're just going to give you the uptake. Okay. If you're like, oh man, how am I ever going to get into the fineries and eccentricities of modern wrestling? Let us help you. First of all, you need to find something you don't like, and then you need to complain about it. We'll give you things to complain about. Okay. One, it was too long, right? That's always the complaint, right?
That's the complaint as soon as the guy you don't want to win the main event wins the main event. Up until then, it's like, oh man, I could go all night. And then as soon as, like, you know, last night it was Brock Lesnar's turn to be the guy everyone hates. And then as soon as he wins, this event was 30 minutes too long. Well, why? Because of the 30 minutes Brock Lesnar spent winning? Because of the 30 minutes you get rid of?
Yeah, that's it. They're like, That and this, Vince screwed it up. That's another thing you can say, right?
Vince is your shorthand for every problem. Just the word, like, Vince.
McMahon screwed this up. Only McMahon could take this much talent and screw it up. Now, never mind all of the major entertainments that you have watched in your life that are like 60% good, right? And I'm talking to anyone who watched True Blood.
No, it's like you and Holly are the only people who did.
No, Luke Zimmerman also watched it.
I watched a season of it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Okay. You know what? That's all Vince's fault.
All Vince's fault. All that talent. And what did Vince do? That Vince.
He way overbooked the one vampire or whatever.
Because, you know, like, CEOs really, I mean, we're not saying CEOs are not to blame for the woes of America, right? Because they are all terrible humans, except for Jim Bankoff, obviously a saint.
Well, and with
I promise
McMahon,
you,
it's,
I promise it, you, he's not listening. It's fine.
That's fine.
He's got spies everywhere.
You never know.
He's got spies everywhere. I mean, like with most CEOs, it's like, okay, they, you know, they're steering this huge corporation, probably doing it to make shareholders rich at the expense of actual humans and all that stuff. But with McMahon, it's like 10 levels beyond that, because he's like also the head of research and development and also the head of all creative, and like he's literally in charge of everything.
Is WWE the closest thing we have to Hydra?
It is
pretty
real
close.
It's either that or the Yeti Corporation. I'm trying to figure out, like,
I mean, it
one of the two.
It pretty much is like Cobra Command, if it was self-aware, yeah, that it was Cobra Command, you know, because like the McMahon family, all of them except for Shane, the son, all of them, their character is to play, I'm an evil person in charge. They just really lean into it. Whereas Shane, his job is just to jump off stuff.
I hope that there's like another McMahon child out there who's just like, yeah, I just went to art school. My name is Brian. Hey, what's up?
It went to art school at ECU, the ECU art school.
Yeah, it's a legacy admission.
Where you draw like pictures of pirates in your notebook.
Had like a 1 point. It's like, you know, I really want to see you try something other than drawing a pirate.
Hey, look at this. It's the Mona Lisa, but she's a pirate.
She's a pirate. You're the Picasso of pirate art. All your pirates have fucked up faces.
My cubist pirate face. God, what were we actually doing on this show? I ask that every week, and I never know.
Well, we were going to hit the randomizer. However, a brief flirtation with... what do you call this form of content where you say it's this thing is like this
shit
thing,
posting?
Right?
Yeah. It's shit posting.
Shit posting.
It's shit posting. It's an extended simile, and it's the sort of thing that once you start doing it, you really can't.
Well,
stop.
This is one of those things that when I was writing a lot at Every Day Should Be Saturday, it felt like every 6 months you and I would have an idea, Spencer, where it'd be like, didn't we do this 4 times before? And most of the time the answer was yes, but it was like, but let's just do it again.
Yeah. When we did the video version of this podcast, literally every week was just like, let's pick one theme and then let's name 20 different parts of that thing as which college football coach they are. It's just a well we go back to a lot.
It's true, although we get mad at the listeners when they try to have us do it. But mostly because we don't like your suggestions. We don't want to say which soda is every college football coach.
I didn't say that.
Because they don't drink soda, all right?
It was Ryan, and he needs to get some wrestling in his system, and then he'll be more receptive to the people.
He really does. Honestly,
the WWE universe needs to take over booking for Ryan.
I do feel like, unlike most sort of, you know, elective outrages, yeah, which is, you know, that passes hobbies, I feel like wrestling's, like, got a really healthy sort of, like, relationship with anger, because again, you can just blame Vince or someone. Like, even if, you know, you don't like a guy, you're like, oh man, that villain's so fake, he makes me so mad, I hate that guy. You're like, well, yeah, he's fake.
Here's the thing, I feel like it's deciding to, you know, get into Harry Potter or something now, not in like a these are the same thing sense, but just in like, oh man, I feel like there's a lot of catching up I would have to do. And a lot of background. No, I could, in theory, just jump in.
See, the way to jump in is just to dive into WrestleMania, because every match is going to have a 3-minute vignette before it explaining who these people are and why they hate each other and all that. Like,
they catch you up. Also, if you don't know, characterization in wrestling, it's very obvious who's supposed to be who. Very. Who's that guy with like the long leather overcoat and the cowboy hat? And they're playing like death music and shit. You're like, yeah, that's the Undertaker. He's undead. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. If that's enough for you, wrestling's, you're good. You're fine. If you're the kind of person who goes, well, how did he come back when he's dead? Dead people don't really come back. Nope, you're in the wrong place. Turn around. Leave.
Yeah, if you're the sort of person who wants like narrative cohesion and like these guys said 2 months ago they wanted to murder each other. And now they're getting married in the middle of the ring. Then wrestling might not be for you, because things just change quickly.
Yeah, you have to actually, as a core concept of the art, you have to accept that for no reason whatsoever, Somebody will just decide to be bad.
So everything you're saying is, to me, and this is also an area I'm not familiar with, and I'm going to regret saying that, this feels exactly like the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Dude, very comparable.
Okay.
Also comparable in that you might watch like 10 hours of it before it gets really good. That's another commonality that we have here with the Fast and Furious franchise, and that unless we're counting, you know, like there's Tokyo Drift, which I know some people ride really hard for, but generally it's accepted. It didn't sort of hit its, like, you know, its peak until, you know, 5.
Right.
And that could very, very well be the case with you in wrestling. You could just be like, oh man, listen, I am not feeling this at all. And then suddenly after watching like 20 hours of it, you'll just go like, how did I ever live without this?
I hear what you're saying, but I'm also really into just going to bed early. So
there's your problem. You're missing out on all this culture.
Yeah.
That's what my granddaddy called wrestling. Too. He called it culture. And that was ingrained in me from the very beginning. So now I will
point this out too. About wrestling, you go, oh man, I should catch up. There's, you know, like, it seems like I missed a lot. There is a lot, and none of it means anything. It's a lot like when people go, oh man, like college football, how do I decide to root for? I'm like, I don't know, start watching. Look for the guy with the coolest song.
I mean, it's like, you don't go to like a restaurant and think like, oh, I have 30 years to catch up on. You just order something, you know?
It depends. If it's the Perkins where Tiger was hanging out, I do want to get some. Never mind.
Yeah, well, there'll be newspapers up. They'll have newspaper clippings up on the wall for you to enjoy.
And a hazmat suit. Here you go.
That's another thing wrestling does, though. The WWE is a billion-dollar corporation and will happily tell you that it is. They always, as Jason pointed out to me last night, they always include clips from legitimate or semi-legitimate news organizations as if they were insecure and needed bolstering. Like, oh, look, the New Orleans Times Picayune. They mentioned WrestleMania this week. Look at that, our little company on the come up.
There was like, when they announced that Rousey was joining, it was like, hey, look, did you see this? Fox News saw that we hired Ronda Rousey. Pretty big, huh? They're a pretty big deal, right? Yeah. Guess that means we are too. Huh? Subscribe.
Like they're pushing a YouTube channel.
if you like Roman Reigns bleeding from the face, be sure to give us a like and a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's it. Which, you know, no one actually likes Roman Reigns doing anything.
Yeah, not even bleeding. That's... Not even losing. They didn't like that.
Not even losing. Like, he's losing and bleeding, and people are booing last night. Like, dude is taking the ass beating that's supposed to make him, you know, like, take him over. Like, push him, get him over, make him something great. And people are like, you suck!
We're so sick of Roman Reigns being pushed. Vince's golden boy. He is literally bleeding from the face, like... After being thrown onto his head 11 times. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's honestly, it's kind of like being a Florida Gators fan.
It is a lot.
Nope,
they're
not
really
interested.
Great moments.
I'm out.
And then everything kind of sucks. And either way, you complain about everything.
Let's do the thing we're here to do and not talk about Florida. Thanks.
Oh, we'll get to Florida.
Shit.
Yeah, well. We'll get there sooner
just,
or later.
Just introduce the concept.
So to, you should know, by the way, that's Georgia Tech's own Roman Reigns. Correct. Former defensive lineman for the Georgia Tech.
Joe Anoa'i, I believe is how you say it.
Yes. Joe Anoa'i, the
cousin
the
of former
legendary.
Miami Hurricanes lineman Dwayne Johnson. Nothing but ACC legends.
Oh, and no, don't forget Titus O'Neil, who is a Florida Gator as well, better known as Thaddeus Bullard when he played for the Florida Gators. And the most Georgia man on the planet, AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for Ryan to meet AJ Styles.
Let me tell you how, we'll talk about how Georgia he is, and then we will get to the main event tonight where we do discuss which rappers are, in fact, correlate most closely in terms of identity, in terms of substance, style, or production to your school. Maybe not your school. Because, like, Baylor came up and I was like, Baylor doesn't deserve
pass,
it.
Pass, skip, next.
Yeah, there are a few. There are a few skip. On here we just, like, unanimously decided not to. I mean, let's show you the production path here. first of all, this is some of the most prep we've ever done for an episode because Spencer made a Google Doc. Spencer never makes a Google Doc. This wasn't even somebody asked Spencer to make a Google Doc.
What happened to this?
Spencer, how did you find Google Docs? Did you Google it?
No, no. I actually use them all the time. It's just I don't use them for the full cast.
Mm-hmm. What do you use them for?
I use them for writing.
All things considered, his other podcast.
Yeah, that's true. have you heard that? I'm actually work on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
No, don't say that.
I'm not that Caucasian, sir.
So Spencer made a Google Doc into which he put every FBS team, right? You didn't take anybody out altogether.
No, I have every FBS team.
And then we each put the rapper that we think, rapper or rap group, because we sort of, you know, we didn't stick exactly to that.
Right.
For, I don't know, probably we've covered 70 schools on here total, maybe 80.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, we've at least given it a fair shot.
And Jason did the bulk of the work by far. As soon as
we proposed this as a topic, which I think came about via Spencer was making jokes on Twitter or whatever, like once I looked up today and realized we had to talk about this, it was like my brain just froze for like 4 hours. Like I was like, I can't think about anything else. This is so I'll be happy when this episode's done.
you did great work. Although Spencer was the only one to put entries for Colorado and Colorado State. Spencer, do you want to reveal those? And that's how we'll get this started.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just to start, Colorado. Say last time they were good, like maybe early 90s, right? Consistently good. Let's see, Real White, and Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg. Colorado State. You're Donnie Wahlberg. You know why? You really sort of only paired with Mark Wahlberg ever. So, congratulations. That's our first one off to a bang. Mentioning two men who are probably now in their mid-50s.
We did it. Perhaps most important contributors. I want to start with Nebraska because we put, I think, three fairly different answers here, and I want to explore why we got there. Jason, let's start with you. You said Nebraska's rap match is Lauryn Hill.
Nebraska's Lauryn Hill because Pretty Amazing in the mid-90s have not been heard from since.
Okay.
That's a good comparison.
Okay.
Also, very good live.
I think we all have good answers here, by the way.
Yeah. Right? I put Rakim for similar-ish reasons and partially because it's like when they were on, man, Nebraska was on. Could it work now in today's world? Probably not. Does Rakim still put out albums? Surprisingly, yes. That's still a thing. He's still an active artist. Do we just want to hear that, like, three-album string? Yeah, pretty much. We can just play the hits, and everybody's going to be cool with it. Uh-oh.
I got you.
Okay.
Jason? Yeah, you did trip out.
Okay, sorry about that.
So, pick up. Where'd you leave me?
You can just pick up with whatever you want to say about either Nebraska or another school.
Nebraska, I have Ice Cube, because if you come back to me to 1991-92, not a badder man on the planet than Ice Cube. Like, Death Certificate, that's Ice Cube. Oh, man, Ice Cube, like... Now Nebraska's got this reputation, right? Like, oh, nicest fans in football. They're so nice. They're so cuddly. Yeah, they're cuddly. Just like Ice Cube making movies about, you know, dads out fishing, doing pratfalls, right? Like, that's Ice Cube makes movies with pratfalls in them, man.
Yeah, Nebraska to the Big Ten is Ice Cube to movies. Like, those moves were both like, hey, this is going to be good for us and, like, expose us to a bigger audience and we'll make more money. And it's like, oh, how come everybody's laughing? God damn it.
That's right. And if you go back and listen to like America's Most Wanted or Death Certificate, you're like, what happened? How? You're like, oh, he's in the wrong venue now. Wrong venue and you know, just not about that life anymore.
He just got old.
Do we want to go like alphabetical for the other ones?
Sure.
Just I want to
just for ease of tracking.
Yeah, that's fine.
I had a couple. I had a couple. I wanted to hit just to show like how hard this could be. Okay. Because all right, Auburn. I was flummoxed by Auburn. Right. Yeah. Completely. You were not.
Well, I just picked a direction, and I went with Kanye for Auburn because I think you need somebody who has achieved great things, as Auburn has. I think you need somebody who always has a chip on his shoulder, which Auburn does. I think you need somebody who kind of has that like reinvention thing where it's like, now I'm this, now I'm that, now I'm this other thing, now I'm this other thing altogether. Like that sort of part of the Auburn identity. And sort of the intensely divisive, like, to me, it also works very well with Cam Newton specifically, because, like, nobody's just like, yeah, I think Cam Newton's fine. People are either like, oh, Cam Newton's a transcendent football player, like, Cam Newton smiles too much. Cam Newton doesn't appreciate what he's been given because he keeps getting in car accidents. And I think that's kind
of... I mean, same, if we're being honest. But yeah.
So, speaking of the word flummoxed that Spencer used, that was sort of the basis for my pick here. Auburn, from year to year, it is, and I think you could crunch the numbers and find that Auburn is the hardest team to predict from year to year. You think if they're number one in the country, they're finishing unranked. If they're unranked, they're winning the national title and so forth. So, for that, I went with Young Thug. The you just never know what noise this young man is going to make next. Will it be English? Will he sound like David Bowie out of nowhere? There's a song where he does that. Will he go Valley Girl out of nowhere? Will he be wearing a wedding dress? Probably. Though I do like the Kanye pick for another reason, because like with Auburn, you need like this vaguely religious element at all times. you need like some heavy spiritualism. And I feel like the Kanye theme song for Auburn would probably be Family Business, which is a song about, you know, yeah, some stuff happens. If you're not in the family, you'll need to know about it. Which, again, that sums up all the whole 2010 season.
Yeah, I like that too, because there is some hit or miss too, right? Like sometimes you get 808s, and then sometimes you get graduation. You know, although graduation happens less at Auburn than with other
artists. Well, I would say 808s is better than graduation.
Oh, that's an extremely spicy take.
See, Auburn is divisive.
I think both of yours are better than my attempted guess. My guess was going to be Ghostface, and here's why.
Because the first of all, on the arm.
He does have an eagle. Right?
Okay, yeah.
So... again, literal war eagle.
Right, he has an eagle on his arm, but his name is not Eagle Face. So that also fits.
Also, remember, Auburn has multiple names, yeah. Right? They're the Tigers, they have an eagle, and they're also referred to as the Plainsmen, which fits with, like, you know, Pretty Tone and Ghostface and Iron Man or what have you. Whatever Ghostface alias you want to work with, right? You can get that, right? Ghostface has diabetes.
Say no more.
Just gonna leave it right there. Ghostface got the sugar.
Okay, let's flip to the other side. Spencer, you can start with Alabama.
Yeah, I chose Drake. And this is the whole thing. I had a tweet where I was like, listen, Alabama bores the crap out of me, and they're good. They're really, really good. And you know who's really, really good? And well produced, and probably as much a product of his money as anything, and like the people around him. Drake's a process. I don't have to like it. I just have to admit that dude's got beats. He's got beats, and though he bores me, what he does is very, very effective. So I chose the current mopey, trust issue laden, boring king of rap, Drake, as the analog to the current boring. Alabama has trust issues? Absolutely.
So I went with Snoop, but just because there is no escaping. Like, Snoop is everywhere at this point. Doesn't matter, you know. Oh, what's he done musically? Who cares? Like, it's as much as you're focused on Ice Cube and sort of his move through history into family film, Snoop's is even more confusing. The fact that Snoop was this thing and is now just, hey, hanging out with Martha Stewart, got some sort of gambling show on TBS, can do pretty much whatever I want. Will never leave public consciousness for any reason whatsoever. And like, have gone from Death Row Records to like, mom thinks I'm fun. Snoop is forever and cannot be killed. And no matter how you feel about it, he is the inevitability at this point.
I like both those. I like Snoop because the timeline lines up really well. Title in 92 or 93. Some pretty lean years. And then just constant, endless saturation of all media. And I like Drake because not only is it ubiquity, it's this constantly evolving, like the hive consuming all other genres is like Nick Saban adapting to the spread offense and hiring every coach he defeats and on all that. I went with Migos here just because every Alabama game, it's going to be the same as the one before it, which means it's going to be extremely high quality. Enjoyable if you already subscribe to it,
right?
But there will not be very much variation. And listen, if you're 23 years old and you don't like what I just said, you can go and look. People have showed that they're doing the same song over and over. I like Migos, so don't yell at me about it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine.
All right, let's go down the list to Jason's funniest pick for App State.
Appalachian State is a mortal technique for two reasons. One being, you know Appalachian State because they beat someone up who is very famous. Spencer, who was that?
He beat up Lin-Manuel Miranda, which I'll tell you. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is the guy who he did the first ever musical about politics. Ever. Definitely, like, Schoolhouse Rock came after Hamilton. Just ripped it off.
And is there a more University of Michigan musical than Hamilton?
No. No, reader.
There is. Les Mis is definitely more Michigan, but it's fine. all right, fine, I have to do this now. Because Les Mis is all about, like, a person with money and power insisting that, like, no, I am a commoner. No, I connect to. Oh, plus he gets his yellow ticket of leaf, and that's.
And also, constant. There's a guy who's constantly looking for somebody doing very minor petty crimes so he can, like, kill him for it.
Also, no, like,
you gave $5 to a student athlete in French.
Yeah, where is your evidence, sir? Yeah.
The other thing with mortal technique is, like Appalachian State, if you go on Reddit and you say, like, I don't like the mainstream stuff, somebody will pop up and say, oh, yeah, name an Immortal Technique album. They'll do that with Appalachian State, too. If you say, like, yeah, like, I know, like, 20 college football teams, they'll get real underground on you. And they'll try to hit you with Appalachian State. Every single Redditor loves these two things.
God, I thought somehow this was going to involve George Bush knocked down the towers, but...
Also, if you're in Boone, North Carolina, in Boone, North Carolina, you probably have some pretty extreme opinions about the government, as does our friend Immortal Technique.
Perfect. All right, Jason, you get to keep picking because you've done most of these.
Next up is Arizona State is Riff Raff. I don't think I have to go too deep on the connections there. Riff Raff, just Google him. Just look at one photo of him and you'll see I'm correct.
Riff Raff might have tenure at Arizona State. Oh yeah, he leads our physics department.
I kind of wanted to put Stitches here.
That's a good choice too. Stitches, who the one line of his I remember is, I love selling blow! The man with an AK tattooed on his face.
Yeah, that's him. That's him who did Brick in Your Face.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, like he was cartoonishly anarchic, right? Like, nobody like Stitches was like, other people were like, I like selling coke. And he was like, I am cocaine.
Yeah. I have become cocaine. Arkansas State, let's go with either Yellow Wolf or Bubba Sparks, because I'm quite certain they've both spent time in deer stands. Let's see. Next we have Boise State. Spencer, you had an interesting one here.
I do. My pick for Boise was Bun B, and this is why. Because, one, 2007 was a massive year, like a coming out party for Bun B, because finally getting the due that he was, you know, long, long owed for, like, IPA and for a bunch of stuff, right? 2007, big year for Boise State. Also, because Boise State, long before 2007, if you're familiar, working the underground, working that long trajectory upward out of, you know, FCS into FBS through various conferences, rising up to prominence, and finally the capping win. And then since then, Boise State, yeah, they've been good, man. They've been good. They've been great. They've just been chilling, hanging out, posting pics with the wife on vacation on Instagram. Yeah, just living that good life, you know?
Jason, your answer was very different.
I like the game here for two reasons. One, he'll fight you. There's video evidence that the game will fight you. He's like 6'6 or something, so don't fight him, but he will fight you. And Boise State famously will play anybody anywhere and probably beat you. They're not 6'6, they're like 6'1. And also the game is known for being the world's greatest name dropper. And if you're a Boise State fan, you know, yeah, well, we beat Oklahoma. We beat Georgia. We beat Virginia Tech. We didn't beat Nevada that one time, but we beat them all the other times.
See, that's
if you're a Boise State fan, you're basing everything you are on other universities, which that's what you got to do at that level.
That's where I thought you were going was the Nevada thing, because for Boise State, that is sort of like the tarnish to all of it. Yeah, beat Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. All these great sort of signature seasons and wins and et cetera. But in the same way that once everybody found out the game had been on like a dating show and been rejected on the dating show, it kind of colored everything from that point on. We were like, oh, you're just like us, you tall dipshit.
Yeah, and it was the kind of thing Rick Ross could have survived, but if you ain't Rick Ross, then nope.
And he's not.
Yeah, also the game can't beat everyone on the internet up.
He can't.
He can try. Challenge accepted. He probably will.
We'll see how far he can get.
Can I go to Boston? Can I go to Boston College? Which Jason and I declined the answer. But Ryan has a stunning random choice that I don't even want him to defend. But what did you say Boston College was for rapper?
Boston College is Coolio. I'm not going to explain it. I just want you to think on it.
Don't.
And that's it.
Wow.
I don't want you to explain a thing. I won't.
We're moving on. Jason and I both had an answer for Cal. My answer was Murder, Inc., which is cheating because that's not really a rapper or like a rap group. It's more of a label. But I picked them because, you know, you don't think about Murder, Inc. at all. You are not like, oh, man. You don't think of them the same way you think of Cash Money or the way you think of, you know, any other number of record labels. But they did have people that you do think, like, the same way that what Ja Rule is to Murder, Inc., Marshawn Lynch was, or Aaron Rodgers was, or to Cal. So it's just sort of this thing where it's like, how did, really? And Jeff Tedford, I think, is Irv Gotti in this scenario. It kind of falls apart, but it's more a matter of like, yeah, you guys had some people that we knew, and it really, where did it leave you? Nowhere.
Oh, also, would you be surprised if, like Murder, Inc., there wasn't some serious, like, interstate federal crime that occurred around that Cal program?
No, I would. I mean,
just randomly, like, oh, man, what the hell?
I mean, that Ja Rule Fire Festival, that's kind of like the structural stability of Cal's stadium over the years, right?
Yeah. Fuck it, let's just do it and be legends. Cal Athletics finances.
Which I did love how, I mean, like, that was deeply fulfilling to me that after years of watching Cal just be weird on the field and have weird shit happen, right? For Cal to actually, like, at top down, be like, yeah, man, let's just go crazily in debt and build it on a fault line. You're like, from the top down, none more Cal.
I think this is getting towards my pick. I went with Jaden Smith for Cal just because, man, when you're watching the Cal game, like, do you really care a lot about stuff that people tell you is important? Or are you thinking about, like, how, you know, how, what food tastes like in space, you know? Like, if you're looking at a Cal game and it's, like, 67 to 48 and Cal is hopelessly out of it, your mind is like five planes beyond.
Yeah, you're just,
and you're
like,
probably gonna,
you're just
capitalize,
like,
your
cows have seven stomachs because they're actually seven people. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, let me go back and give BYU DC talk because they had a pretty good hit in the 80s, and then after that they just changed their whole style like every two or three years. That's it for BYU.
Sure. All right. Spencer, give us your Clemson match.
Clemson was hard for me, too, because I just think as a program, I was like, okay, if I was thinking about really effective, if I was thinking about, like, a program that didn't depend on, like, a sort of generational talent, right? Mingos, absolute machine, right? But if I told you, oh, man, it's Dabo. Like, Dabo's the guy who's behind it all, right?
Dabo!
Like, yeah, Dabo, first of all, already sounds like Amigos ad lib, right? Second, definitely big with the kids, right? Would definitely call themselves the upstate or up north crew, even though they're in a very southern place, right? Like, yeah, you know, upstate. Yeah, we rep upstate. You're like, upstate South Carolina? Like, I hear upstate and I'm like, oh, that's Buffalo. No, man. Clemson.
Yeah, they are. They're okay. From the north of South Carolina. Which my favorite part about Migos, you know, claiming North Atlanta is like, it's supposed to be the uncoolest place in the world, and yet it produced Migos.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, come on, we're gonna claim like the Mall of Georgia.
There's a golf course near us. We're Migos.
It's very. Yeah, it's dangerous out here.
I like Chance the Rapper for Clemson because, again, like Auburn, you're going to need a lot of spirituality. Unlike Auburn, not quite as chaotic. And also Chance, of course, the champion of 2016. Everything's positive and vibrant and happy. You know, we're dealing with some rough topics at times, but it doesn't get all that rough. Lots and lots and lots of guest stars, suspiciously many guest stars, but it's cool. It's cool. Everything's positive.
That's just recruiting.
Yeah. Chance is a little bit too good at recruiting, but I'm sure everything's on the up.
No, Chance has a strong social media game, right? Also very important to the Clemson machine. Mm-hmm.
Now, can we talk about your Duke answer? Because I don't understand what the fuck this is.
Dr. Dre.
How?
One, not actually a real good rapper, right?
Jesus. Like, okay.
No. Okay. Come on. I will stand by this. Dr. Dre is not a good rapper.
He can deliver lines that are written by rappers.
Someone is Dr. Dre dropped this line, okay, which is, I'll say the worst thing I can say about a line Big Sean would say, okay. That's how bad this line is, which was on keep their heads ringing. Remember, he says, I get plenty of ass, so call me an astronaut.
No, that's good. If Cool Keith said that, you'd love it.
he ain't Cool Keith. There's no weirdness. Now, here's the other reason this is Duke, okay? One, Dr. Dre, like Duke, is insanely wealthy.
Right.
You know why he's wealthy?
Tech.
Because he's better at something else. He's way better. Right. Dr. Dre's like the greatest producer of his era. Right. All right? He's phenomenal. Can he rap? I mean, Dr. Dre's rapping's probably good to get to the Pinstripe Bowl.
And Duke's probably produced a lot of dentists who are like, please call me doctor. No, like, please call me doctor.
Exactly.
Are you saying Coach K is the chronic?
I just did. Wow. Yeah, oh my God.
You did gross.
I'm saying that they're way better at something else.
Okay.
Right? They're way better and way richer and way happier when they're doing something else. And that's Dr. Dre.
I didn't have a better answer for this, so yours will stand, but I have misgivings, and it's fine because we can talk about your ECU pick instead.
Yeah, Eastern Carolina. I chose Cassidy. You know why? Because all Eastern Carolina does online and offline is go into everything not realizing that it's not a battle rap, right? If you've ever seen Cassidy, who famous, infamous Philly battle rapper, if you've ever seen him on Wildin' Out, there's a great clip that you can look up on the internet where the tweet frames it as it says LMAO, someone tell Cassidy that Wildin' Out isn't a real rap battle. And the clip has like the other person who I think it's not Nick Cannon, it's somebody else. He's like, yeah, your mom's like a banana because she's fruity and crazy. You know, like some extremely dumb Wildin' Out line, right? And then Cassidy like walks up and goes, first off, your man's a bitch.
And everybody's like, whoa, there's an eighth grade class like,
we're on Nickelodeon right now, buddy.
First off, your man's a bitch. Like, that's the first thing with no smile on his face.
Does he do the modern rap battle thing where it's like, here are 19 words that rhyme with Glock, including Glock.
And pirate doesn't rhyme with Glock. Doesn't matter.
Now I didn't put this, but I do think if you're willing to just do a sort of a limited comparison, ECU is Chingy and Virginia Tech is the person that's so tired of listening to Chingy, so just cannot hear Holiday in One More Time.
Yeah, Virginia Tech in that scenario is the person who has Chingy stuck in their head.
And they're like, their CD player in their car is stuck, so they can listen to nothing or they can listen to Chingy.
It's like Chingy's brother-in-law. Well, I guess that'd just be Nelly, right?
I mean, what's more repetitive than Beamer Ball, man? Right there. Stop. I wanted to get down to Georgia. Georgia had a sort of split, and I think I know why Jason has his answer, and I think you can kind of figure out why you have my answer. But Ryan did not tender an answer for which rapper is Georgia, which I don't blame him because I think it's a hard pull.
Yeah, it was a lot easier until like this year. So thanks a lot, Kirby Smart.
I mean, mine's a one note joke. The Sugar Hill Gang. Makes sense, right?
1980. Okay, yeah. No, I like it. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong. I like it.
I said it. Hop, Herschel to the... I see the Sugar Hill Gang falling out of the sky.
That's good. That's good. I have 2 Chainz because 2 Chainz is always like, for me, better when he goes 10-2. You know?
Right.
That's 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz is always, you know, real good. Consistent, funny, like, you know, Georgia's a funny team. They're entertaining. They've had some fantastic personalities. I believe that most people who go to Georgia would understand going to Ruth Chris in your pajamas.
But you wouldn't want 2 Chainz out here attempting like a Kendrick album. You wouldn't want him trying to go 13-0.
No. I don't want him making a masterpiece, right? Like, I want 2 Chainz doing what 2 Chainz does, which is you come in as a cameo, right? And absolutely wreck shop, right? And then we get away before we ask you to do too much. Right. And that's, right? Like, champions. That's what you want. Ironically, a song ironic for Georgia in that it's called Champion.
Let's see. I got 3 to run through real quick, and then we'll throw it to Ryan up next. FIU, I'm going with B.O.B. because Florida International seems like the kind of school where they teach you the earth is flat. I mean, I'm sure it's an okay school, but they named it after a bank, so.
Maybe my favorite one.
FAU, I wanted to put Lil Wayne down for, like, 50 different schools here, but I limited myself to two. FAU, of course, because of Wheezy did once say he smokes weed and talks shit like Lane Kiffin. Georgia Tech, your Aesop Rock, because you make shit way too complicated. It doesn't have to. You don't need that many syllables, nor do you need that many numbers. Ryan, you got Hawaii. You're holding Hawaii down solo for
us. Yeah, I put Ja Rule for Hawaii simply because it sounds weird in 2018, but there was a time when Ja Rule was very much a big part of the modern music scene and kind of like movies and television. Like, he was a very important person in entertainment. Around the same time, Hawaii was a very important part of college football. Both of those things sound crazy now. If you told them to somebody who like had no context, you'd be like, why? And our answer would be like, I don't really know. It was just a different time, and we had very bad ideas. And June Jones probably had something to do with both.
They're both a bit undersized, too.
True. And also, both of them were pummeled by Georgia, in a sense, because remember, Hawaii made the Sugar Bowl and then died on the field, like died. It was not pretty. It was one of the worst beatdowns I've ever seen in any bowl game ever. It may be the high point of the Georgia football program, actually, because they really did lay an unquestioned, unparalleled beatdown on somebody in a public forum. Additionally, do you remember where Ja Rule really lost his bid for any kind of long-term greatness? Do you remember?
No.
Ja Rule was in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Sure. He was in the first film.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear, if you would like to see film. Ja Rule scream, Menage! Fast and the Furious, as you hooked up.
Yep. And he was going to come back for the next one. And something got in the way. A little contract negotiation didn't quite go as well as anybody would have wanted it to. And guess who took his place?
Is that why this is?
That's right.
No.
Georgia's own Ludacris.
Wait.
Speaking of.
Yeah, it was technically Georgia State was nobody tendered. Nobody tendered a guest for Georgia State, but I would want to move to Atlanta's own, because we did actually have a pretty good, vigorous discussion of Miami, which rapper would best sort of match up with Miami.
You're jumping all over the place.
Yeah. You're not going
to
say.
I set up the transition to the next one alphabetically.
You can.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought we were following the joke. Yeah,
it's yours. How did you fuck this up?
Oh, that's true. Sorry. We'll go back. I had 2 Chain.
What are you talking about?
And then the next one alphabetically. I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
We're going to Iowa, bro.
We're talking about Iowa.
Oh, dear God. Why would we do that?
Because you put something there.
I know, but why would we? I have Ludacris because Ludacris for Iowa. Because Ludacris, just what does Ludacris do? He's got the same sort of three verses that he does, right? Same three verses. That's all he's got. It never changes them. And you know who still gets work in the year 2018? Ludacris. You know who still has good contracts? Contracts that are inexplicably good given him being Ludacris. That's right. The 8-5 rapper himself.
I think this Ludacris is absolutely perfect, because what did Ludacris once rap about happening during a field goal?
Doing it. He was gonna.
And who is more prone
on the 50-yard line of the Georgia Dome? The Dirty Bird.
Who in college football is more prone to achieve that than Kirk Ferentz?
That's right. Yeah. Who would put that under erotic in the dictionary?
We can do it in Kinnick also, while the Hawkeyes punt from their own 33.
Also, a running theme in Luda videos is oversized things, just big. Big blunt, big hair, big car, just cartoonishly beefy things. And man, Kirk Ferentz, if he gets a look and sit, who is that young fellow? Looks like he runs about 450 pounds. We got to get him up here.
That's true. Big head, Kirk Ferentz probably saw that head in a Ludacris video, and he was like, is there a football player with a head that big? But he's good.
Fill that with a whole lot of knowledge about seven plays.
That's it. Ludacris, it's got seven plays. Also, chicken and beer, definitely Iowa compatible. Definitely Iowa compatible.
All right, let's skip around a little bit here. Both of you had an answer for Kansas State. Please explain.
Kansas State's a hard one because you're looking at you're definitely looking at something that never changes, right? Something that at one point, you know, something that's good, right? You definitely want something that's competent, and you want something that you know, surprisingly effective and consistent across time. That's why I chose, because Bill Snyder is a legitimate coaching great, I chose Scarface. Scarface, you know, Scarface never leaving Houston, man. Never. It's not like Scarface, you know, he moved around a little bit, but Scarface, you know, he stuck to his roots, much like Bill Snyder. Wasn't going anywhere. Also, if you get a Scarface album, do you know what you're getting? You're getting a Scarface album. It's not going to change. You're like, man, maybe he's going to sort of explore a lot of new Sonic territory. Nope. Nope. Guess what? Son, you want a Scarface album? He made you a Scarface album. It's good. It's great. It's very effective. It's never going to change.
I'm going to partly stay in the Big 12 footprint in the city of Houston, as a matter of fact. We've got DJ Screw on the track, of course, the man who popularized the genre in which rap moves at like a quarter speed. Everything is very, very slow. And on this track, we're going to lay some original vocals. We're not just remixing. We're going to have John Cena spit this track. Because if you recall, when John Cena first came and did a rapper gimmick in wrestling, it was kind of bizarre because he kind of did like spoken word. And he showed that he can actually freestyle, and he actually is a platinum rapper, believe it or not. And not the worst rapper. That's, but just the pace at which he chose to rap in the ring was very deliberate.
So we'll just lay some screw down on that.
We'll just take about 14 minutes to get down the field.
Hey, listen, Houston and Kansas State, all about that perp.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, too. All about that perp. So glad we're seeing signs here. Make a connection.
For Kentucky, I put Ice-T. Spencer put Shaq. Jason put That Time Mumford and Sons Threatened to Make a Rap Album. Jason was just being mean. I suspect Spencer and I basically came at this from the same angle. For me, it was like,
yeah,
go up to somebody on the street who knows who Ice-T is, show them a picture and say, what does this person do? And they'll say, he's an actor. They will never say Ice-T. Like, he's not a rapper anymore. Was he at one point? Yes. Was he talented? Yeah. You know what? Kentucky used to have a football program that wasn't half bad. This is a long time ago. This is not what they're relevant for anymore. Ice-T is not a rapper anymore. He's an actor. Kentucky is a basketball school. It's fine.
Yeah, I chose Kentucky because I chose Shaq as Kentucky because he does rap, but in reality, he makes his money a lot of other ways.
You also a lot of other you ways. Also both pick cops.
That's true. both, which I gotta say, not the most Kentucky pick on either one. If we're being
real, it's right. Fine. It's fine. All right, now we're gonna do something different here. We all have DMX on this list. None of us put him for the same school. Spencer, we're going to start with you. Who do you have DMX assigned to?
Let's see. I believe I have DMX for LSU.
No. God, how can you not read? I've
messed it up again. Here we go. No, I have him for Michigan State.
There you go.
Which I want to say, first of all, your answer's better.
Okay, thank you.
For Michigan State. Okay. For DMX, I have Michigan State because DMX, if I thought about somebody who's like, would be like, the disrespect! Mm-hmm. DMX is definitely, like, definitely there, right? Somebody who wouldn't care about the score, right? DMX would be like, yeah, we'll punt! We'll beat you on a punt in the last game! Like, that's, for me, that's definitely DMX. Right.
Okay, this is why I think LSU is a better answer than that. Number one, liberal use of ATVs. Number two, always goes hard. No matter what the situation, is always going to hit you hard. Is it smart? Is it necessary given the circumstances? No. Number three, has impersonated a federal officer. Extremely LSU shit. Number four, major tax problems. Also very LSU.
And here is why the actual correct answer is all the way down in FCS. It is Liberty. Because DMX spends half his time screaming about killing gay people and the other half praying for forgiveness.
That's also on.
All right, let's,
I don't see a wrong answer.
They're
here.
All good in their own special ways. Let's talk about Miami. We'll let Jason go first because Spencer and I agreed.
So, Miami is Gucci Mane, one of the most influential street rappers of all time, and it wasn't really all that appreciated among, I guess, mainstream music listeners until pretty recently, but. He's your favorite rapper's rapper. He's the kind of thing that, you know, 10 long years ago Lil Wayne was. Gucci Mane has long been in the most influential part of the country. But then he went away for a few years. Things got pretty rough. Things got bad. You didn't hear from Gucci for a while. He was still cranking out albums, but it wasn't quite the same, and he was literally not around. Then he came back, cleaned up. He wears a collar now. I think he goes to church more. He still got clout. He's still the man. And he still wears gold jewelry. You know, it's not quite the same, but at least you don't have to worry about him, say, running into a yacht on a jet ski or whatever the case may be.
That's a good one. No, we have the same one, Ryan. We both chose Andre 3000.
We did. You tell me why you picked Andre and we can go from there.
Because the most talented teams I have ever seen, top to bottom, were those 2000-2001 Miami Hurricanes teams. And the most talented rapper I've ever heard is Andre 3000, because nobody was more fluid, quick, clever, cool, interesting, talented, just mind-bogglingly talented, even when they lost. So good, it was disgusting. That's how good Andre 3000 was. Additionally, after 2001-2002, started to slowly slide out of the public eye, occasionally making spectacular appearances and then immediately disappearing. That's why I chose him for Miami.
Yeah, I think it's also that, like, there is this, in the same way that maybe this is kind of cooled down for a while. It felt like every 8 months, people would be like, oh, Outkast getting back together. The U is back. It's that same sort of like, we're trying to reach back and have this moment reemerge. But the farther we get from it, and listen, Miami had a good year last year. Miami was a good team last year. Are they ever going to be that version of the U? Probably not. And that is not because of who they are so much as it is what's happened all around them. You know, Andre 3000 did a pretty interesting, who did he do that interview with? Like GQ or something a couple months ago. And a lot of what he talked about was like, I don't know that I have the same, I don't think I could have the same place in the music scene as it exists today. And that's kind of true of Miami right now. They, you know, they can't just sort of fence in South Florida the way they used to because things have changed. Teams recruit there that didn't used to recruit there. Coaches have moved around. You know, they don't, it's just a different world. And I think it's healthier to sort of understand that. But mega Andre stands and mega University of Miami fans will not get there. And that's fine.
That is, I think, a compelling argument for the man. I do not. Now I'm sad because I'm an Andre stan.
Sorry. Let's talk about Michigan instead. I put RZA because... RZA is important. RZA is important to hip hop. RZA was, you know, a major driving force behind so many of the Wu-Tang songs that we love. But have you ever talked to somebody who's really into RZA?
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. It's just like talking to a Michigan fan. I don't care this much. I don't want to care this much.
I can't.
I just don't, okay? I don't.
You know that Tom Harmon really revolutionized the two-way player.
I thought it was more fun when Ronzuk went to the Rose Bowl and he's ODB because he's gone now.
Also, all those early Wu-Tang albums, it's based on like music and movies from a solid 25 years earlier.
Yep. Yep. Although I will say the least Michigan part about the entire RZA Wu-Tang thing is, hey, do you ever think spray starch would go well with ketamine? It's just a drug combo. And then be like, what?
Also, I do think
I've heard of smoking a little reefer.
I do think Michigan would take a shitload of Martin Shkreli's money given the opportunity.
Absolutely, that's just capitalism. It's just capitalism.
Your answer,
making a dollar.
Your answer is more savage, I suspect.
It's meaner.
This is one of the best ones on the whole board.
Nas. Okay, because here, one, Nas is a legend, and he's really, really good. And there's no doubt in that. There's none. No, like, people who will tell you that Nas sucks or Nas is bad, they're just being contrarian. Okay? He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. He's also definitely not what you want to put on at parties, ever. If you want the party to stop, right? Like, you know, there's always this guy, like, there's always this white guy usually at parties. He's like, yeah, let's put on some Radiohead. You know, it's like basically it doesn't have to be Radiohead. It can just be any like really cerebral, complex band. Yeah, I'm going to put that on. That's really going to get the party going. And then like 20 minutes later, somebody's like, yeah, put on Migos. Do you have the new Migos? If you just put it on Spotify here. Use my login. Just get this shit off. Nobody's dancing or happy or moving. No. This song is about alienation. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm going to put on Stir Fry, because it's about... It's about making crack. Okay? That's it'll make your ass shake. That's what it's for, okay? Make everybody here happy. But this one's about GMO foods. Yeah, I know.
It's called Chad.
That's why I'm going to put on this other Migos song that's about cocaine.
This album's called Chad Henney.
Yeah. Wait. I'm intrigued. That's additionally not so. Nas is not exactly party music. Like, there's not one like club banger that you're gonna get out of Nas. Okay, and with Michigan football, it's not like you're gonna get a club banger either. They're like, man, what was our greatest victory? You know, they're like, maybe it's like a 23-17 win in the Lloyd Carr era. You know, that's a good
this
one.
Also work. This also.
Yeah, what about that 33-17 Matt?
This also works really well. Works really well with Jason's Lauryn Hill, Nebraska, because it's like, ah, oh, remember when those two were great together? God, that's a long time ago.
That's so real.
Yeah. And whereas Lauryn Hill just sort of disappeared, Nas has been forced to spend the last 25 years chasing that time he was on top. And he kind of came close, like agonizingly close a few times. And he failed catastrophically a few times.
And he's in a fight
with a rival that he lost. No matter what these illiterate people tell you, he lost because the spot was good. Jay-Z's spot was good. I mean, I think this is one of the richest ones on here.
I'm about 20% of the comparison. It only gets richer. The Rich Rodriguez era, by the way, that was Nas's reggae period.
I thought that was his marriage to Khalees.
No, that's just Khalees and Brady.
Just a lot of money person. Out the window.
It's a milkshake. See? It keeps going. I can get way more blood out of this stone.
I thought,
there's a lot here.
I thought Brady Hoke was gonna be the belly reference, so
yeah. It seems pretty good.
Also, who's the rapper most likely to try and tell you that, like, you know, the pyramids were put here by aliens and, you know, and all that? And like, well, like the aliens were like the original, you know, just some super complicated theory about pyramids. Michigan fans have those.
Nas got, because this is the other thing. Michigan fans got facts. They've got facts. And they're almost like some of them are really well researched and some of them are just truthy. Right.
See, the pyramid thing works because where did Ben Carson go to medical school? That's right. The University of Michigan.
That's true. Like somebody who's brilliant, but could also have some wildly unverified claims about how the Colorado River became the major water source for the American West. right?
Oh man, and the obsession with like ancient cultures, that's some extremely Jim Harbaugh shit.
Oh yeah. This is all coming together. Yeah. Also, by the way, going back to the meanest part of this whole thing. I love you, Michigan. Thank you for giving us so much money in our charity drive. Like seriously, I love you. You've changed like I have a tattoo of the Michigan M on. Not like it's like 95% a joke. 90% a joke. 10%.
Make him get a Nas tattoo. Make him.
If y'all raise $100,000, Spencer will get a which album are we going for? Let's do the Godson cover.
Oh, I thought we were gonna have him do can we get the chorus to Uchiwali put on his shoulder or something?
That's not a bad idea. Just like the actual musical instrumentation, the notation for it.
Oh yeah. Can we just do that? I would really, really like if you give me $100, if Michigan fans help me raise $100,000, man, I'll let Nas pick the tattoo. And you don't know how dangerous that is. I could end up with a full Hatshepsut back piece, right?
All right, let's go to Notre Dame since we all had something there.
Oh, I didn't do the last. I didn't do the most vicious part. Last thing on Michigan.
I'm sorry.
What did JC say his average was?
It's one
hot joint every 10 years.
Every 10 years. Sounds about right.
Mm. Yeah.
Overdue.
I got one really good one to get through first. NC State, you are master killer because whenever you ask someone to list every member of the Wu-Tang Clan, who's the last one they're going to mention, not you got at least has an identity as the worst member of the Wu-Tang Clan. That's not my opinion. That's the identity. Whereas NC State, you don't even have that. You're just the one no one can remember that you exist.
God, that's harsh. That's fucking harsh. But on the other hand, you made UNC Memphis bleak, so...
Because they're hit away.
which I made Rutgers Memphis bleak because if anybody exists in this sphere of like, yep, I'm rich by association purely and only that, it's Rutgers.
Can I give you another mean one here?
Yeah.
Which was for Rutgers, I have him as Big Sean. Because they suck. And I don't know why anyone brought him to the party.
So mean. All right, let's talk about Notre Dame. Jason, you first.
I think we all sort of had very, well, Spencer and I had a variation on the same idea. I went with LL Cool J because like, you know, that cop on TV, he used to be really, really good at this whole like competitive job. And now he's just a TV cop. And he's not anyone, the character at least isn't anyone you'd really ever want to hang out with. And also there's kind of an element of this for Ryan because, you know, LL Cool J wears sleeveless shirts and licks his lips a lot. And that sort of reminds Ryan of Notre Dame football from what I hear.
I put down my Notre Dame eroticism for this. And I thought, who is a rapper that Regis Philbin can name? And the answer is Flo Rida.
Flo Rida live on the show today.
Florida. My good buddy, Florida.
Also, I could I can absolutely see Flo Rida putting out some dumbass club hit, club anthem just called Play Like a Champion today. 100%.
Oh, he would do it with a little green hat and everything. He would go all in.
He would. He'd earn his money. It'd be like him and Neo.
He would dance up a sweat with just some little green pants.
But Spencer probably has the best answer for this one as well.
Will Smith. Because if you fell asleep in 1988, who's a rapper? It's 19 Unfrozen Caveman from 1988. Who's a rapper? Will Smith.
He won a Grammy.
Yeah, man, he's good at other things now. That's the answer. Women's basketball, movies, real estate.
What's the hardest thing he ever said as a rapper that parents sometimes don't understand you?
You know, that's the nice thing. You can take the kids to a Notre Dame game or a Will Smith movie, and it's going to be a fine time. No, like some Will Smith movies, you'll end up crying.
It's also good. It also works because, you know, everybody's like, Will Smith, such a like squeaky clean, all-American, blah, blah, blah. Totally ignoring the fact that the only reason he had a television show in the first place was because he had to Why? To pay off the massive tax debt he owed. Everybody who loves Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, yes, that is the original. Aw, shit, I did not pay any of my taxes.
Yeah, and thus ended up crazily wealthy off of it, which again, if you know a lot of Notre Dame graduates, this is another pattern.
It's fine. It's fine. For Ohio State, I have 50 Cent, and that really is just the workout obsession. That's it. And also the, like, maybe I own Bitcoin, but I don't even know. That part, I think, fits pretty well.
Yeah, or even being talking about Bitcoin a lot, right? Like, yeah. Yeah, bro.
I think the whole motif is talking about Bitcoin at the gym.
Yeah. Well, like, I wanted to choose...
And also bragging about getting shot. Also that.
I wanted to choose somebody who was very successful at what they did, but still didn't get a whole lot of credit. Probably because of attitude and also because of attitude, right? And is maligned and has a certain demographic. That's why I chose Kid Rock for Ohio State.
Jesus.
Love it.
Because I don't think there is a more universal Ohio State fan move than the moment in life where they go from listening to a certain kind of hip hop to becoming a sort of light country artist with Trumpian leanings. That to me... That's definitely pure Ohio State there.
Well, it also works because asshole Michigan is Ohio State. So it all fits.
Wow. That's true. That's amazing.
I got another lightning round, and then we'll actually be making really good progress. We'll actually be almost done with this, folks. Oklahoma, so your masterpiece, so because you just hire all your children and cousins and all that for your coaching staff. Ole Miss, you're like a 32-year-old real estate lawyer Googling the coolest rappers right now. That's the actual text you're typing in, coolest rappers right now, because you're making a recruiting edit. Oregon, you're ASAP Rocky, because most people know you for the fashion stuff, but you're actually pretty good at this. He's actually a pretty good rapper. Once you get, you know, a lot is made of the clothes he wears. Pitt, you're cannabis. Because though cannabis took an incredible number of losses in his career and had massive flops and disappointments all over the place, you still don't want to challenge him.
This is perfect, because it's like, who can ruin my day and it somehow won't make his better? This is the rapper.
Yeah, it, like, among all the rappers you could lose to if you're an above replacement level rapper, who's the last one you'd want to lose to? It's probably the guy with like the 0-9 record.
Yeah. For Stanford, I put Common.
In a turtleneck.
He went artsy one time and nobody liked it.
Yeah. I'm gonna have Stereo Lab on the track. Yeah, that's cool. Can you just?
It's mostly because if you ask somebody who's your favorite rapper and who's your favorite football team, and they said Common and they said Stanford, in each circumstance you're giving them the exact same look, which is like, what? Did you just say Common? Did you just say Stanford?
So you're the one.
Yeah. How many Stanford fans are there? There's one, and he's also the only Common fan in the year 2018.
I mean, you could be a Common fan, but if Common is your favorite, then things took a weird turn.
Right, right. You like inspirational TED Talks.
Okay, so this next one is really fun.
Okay.
We're all over the place here.
This is the only one my wife demanded to know the answers before the show. Tennessee.
This gets bleak.
Let's let Spencer go first.
Nelly! Tennessee is 100% Nelly.
Okay.
Why? Well, kind of fell off after 2006, 2007, right?
Yeah.
Right? Kind of country. Kind of country? Mm-hmm. You know? And definitely about like weird uniform changes. There's a lot of really weird uniform changes that happened in Nelly. So yeah. And then just spent the rest of the time like kind of being obscure and bowling. That's what I know Nelly's been up to. So hey.
This works specifically well if Nelly is Phil Fulmer and every coach since then is the Saint Lunatics. <That's>
just... Descendants thereof.
Lane Kiffin is Wyclef. The one with the mask.
Yep.
I put Wyclef because, yes, there was again a time where it's like, yep, this person was, you know, on the top of the charts. Wyclef was so big that he got The Rock onto one of his albums. That seems totally absurd now. And now, when we talk about Tennessee and Wyclef, it's usually like, all right, we've talked about the Tennessee coaching search ad nauseum on this program, but if you haven't heard about it and you don't want to go back and listen, just Google Wyclef shirtless motorcycle, and that sort of explains the whole thing. That was the shirtless motorcycle moment.
No, you're underselling this. It's a bit more than shirtless.
Okay, sorry. Shirtless Speedo motorcycle.
it's him. I think he's like turning 43 or something, right?
Yes. And talking about it specifically, it's that moment where you're just like, oh, God, why did you think this was? Who do you think you are at this point?
It's him, and he's kind of oiled up. Like, he's obviously in his driveway, and dude is straight oiled up. Like, I mean, there is baby oil. He is wet. He is as wet as a wrestler. Okay.
I think driveway is my favorite detail here.
Yeah, no, he's totally in his driveway on like a Ducati, right? Like on some kind of like very loud, like whiny bike racing motorcycle.
Not driving it, just posing.
Just parked. And now I gotta admit, in all of this, the thing is, Wyclef Jean is in incredible shape. He's so in better shape than I ever will be. And how awkward is the photo that I have to say this after going, my God, what were you thinking?
I think the incredible shape, that's where the metaphor sort of breaks down. If we're talking about Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah. Damn it.
I went with Eminem here, and we're all kind of making the same joke. Eminem, of course, amazing in the late 90s. And then pretty rapidly decreasing returns after that. At his peak, one of the most purely talented that you could possibly be, but still never really strung it together for an entire year. Doesn't have a classic album. At me if you disagree. In the year 2018, I don't believe you will. And ever since then, it's been, you know, a cycle of comebacks and just shambling embarrassments. Some rehab, but that happens. And
plus, the defining emotional status of an Eminem song is the exact same of a Tennessee Volunteers football season, and that's self abuse and hatred.
Yeah, you're gonna need a lot of pills.
And it's Tennessee, so you'll have them.
I was gonna say there's actually two Eminem songs, and one is the beginning of the season, which is like, here we go. It's about to happen.
Right.
It's about to happen. And then it happens, and it's, I hate myself. I want to kill someone.
I hate you, Mom. You did this to me.
Yeah,
give me some pills.
Tennessee, every signing day is like the Eminem song. Like, we're going up, this our anthem, and follow me to a victory. You know where, like, Eminem tries to sing?
And then after that, it's like, dear Stan, I thought you'd come with me to Neyland.
Dear Lane, let's move along to Texas, because again, we're on the same wavelength. We have different names. I went with Puff Daddy because, hey, you had a lot of hits more than a decade ago. None since then. You're still very rich. The money's still rolling in. And you probably killed some people you're close to in order to break up a soon to be unprofitable situation. But I didn't say that. I don't know who said that.
Yeah.
And Spencer and I both put Jay-Z.
Yeah, because Texas is rich.
That's it. That's the whole, yep. That's it. And then you both put the same answer for Texas.
This was
as
the
well.
Easiest one on the entire board. A&M, you're the insane clown posse. And I mean, it's just too perfect. I said that, and A&M fans hearing that, you're like smiling because you're like, yeah, we are. Yep, that's us.
Yeah, there's just not even going to fight it, bro. not even going to tussle with you on it. That's right. They both go whoop.
They both, is it, let's see.
They're both big into gathering.
Yeah. He's huge in the gathering, man.
They're both like a quasi-military.
Mm-hmm. There's a uniform to be a fan.
There's secret hand gestures. There's songs about like dismembering
probably.
Things.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, they're both. They are. They do wear special like overalls, right? And have special
lots
beverages.
Lots of overalls.
Lots of overalls and beverages, right? I'm just going to say this. I'm not totally familiar with the Juggalo thing, but I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. I bet they worship a dog too. I'm just going to say that.
There's no way Ryan Tannehill knows how magnets work. No.
None.
Okay, let's go to Texas Tech, which is where Jason put Nelly, which seems wildly... I mean, I wish Texas... I think Texas Tech wishes they had anything approaching Nelly's heights, but please explain.
Guess how many rappers have two albums in the top 20 highest-selling albums ever. The highest-selling rap albums ever.
Oh, Jesus.
I have no idea.
You
got
many?
Tupac. You got Eminem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got Nelly.
Whew!
That's a lot of big numbers that Nelly has produced in his career. Just racking up lots and lots and lots of stats. And what's he got to show for it? What's the lasting memory? Hot in Here, that's a classic. Beating Texas in 2008, that's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, kind of just a lot of big old numbers. A lot of big numbers with lots of commas in them. That's it.
Okay.
I'm very persuaded by this.
I went with M.O.P. because somebody said like, hey, what's your favorite M.O.P. song? What's the answer?
Annie Up.
Okay. Yep. That's the only thing anybody ever, like M.O.P. is essentially a one hit wonder, but the one hit bangs. And Texas Tech, like the whole, oh, we're trying to find defense and become a bounce. Like, no, just do Annie Up is 88 points. Just do that. Just do Annie Up every game, and it's fine. That's all we ask of you. You don't have to be greater than that.
I wanted to get to Wisconsin because we all have three different answers here too. So in the interest of time, I wanted to just address these because I think we all have good answers on this one.
Okay, you want to start?
Yeah, Pusha T. All right, because Wisconsin and Pusha T, both consistently great. By doing the exact same thing every single time. What is Wisconsin going to do? They're going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball. They're going to keep running the ball. You know what Pusha T's version of running the ball is? Rapping about Coke. That's it. He's just going to rap about Coke and how awesome his life moving Coke is. That's it. There's going to be little diversions from it every now and then. It's a play action, okay? You got to do that to keep the defense honest. Otherwise, you know what you're getting with Pusha T in Wisconsin? Move and wait. That's it.
Passing is how you become more famous than rich.
Yeah, that's and designer things that I misspell. That's Wisconsin, right? Move and wait. What's Pusha T about? Move and wait. Same thing, man.
I put Big Boy just for the longevity. Sort like what's a bad Wisconsin season look like?
It's hard to 8-5 and winning the Big Ten West somehow.
Right. Like, that's sort of like the level of consistency we've gotten from Big Boy throughout his career at this point.
I went with Designer with two eyes, because what was he famous for? Taking Future's entire style and making a hit song out of it. How did Wisconsin come to be? They said, let's just be Nebraska. And it worked. So since we're trying to wrap up, do we want to just lightning round everything we had left, like one by one?
Tell us if there's like a couple that you would like us to.
I wanted to do UCLA because, like Donald Glover, they're better at other things.
I went with Lil Kim because if I see UCLA football in the news, I'm like, oh no, what is? Did it finally die? Oh no,
dear.
To stay in the Pac-12, I also put Bow Wow for Utah. Because when you were little, it was fun. And then you moved on up. And, well, transitions are hard.
I have J. Cole for Washington because no features. None. 10 wins, no features. That's Washington.
Let's see. All right. So,
Can we talk about your Wazoo pick first, Jason?
Oh, me, Lil Jon. Yeah, because he's turned up. Just because you watch the Wazoo game, folks gonna be pounding Fireball in the stands. That'll happen at Lil Jon show. You know,
so good, right. Good or bad, it's always
just a lot of stuff happening. Spencer and I kind of had the same one for UCF. I put just every SoundCloud rapper who has a face tat and kind of went 0-12 2 years ago and like is constantly talking about, yeah, I don't even like Tupac, you know, and like has a name like XXXTentacion and like the craziest like SEO shit you've ever seen. And Spencer was more specific and went with Lil Pump from among that genre.
Yeah, I don't have to explain. Why is UCF Lil Pump? If you gotta ask, you're never gonna know.
I mean, face of UCF, you're Lil. It's a good thing. He had a hit song. Everybody liked it. Yeah. Let's see. So I got Lil B as the Mac, who is a rapper that everyone pretends to really like.
Did you have Lil B for the whole conference?
The whole conference, you're just Lil B. Because like, if you're online, Lil B follows you, and you like Lil B. You never heard any of his music. You've never watched a Mac game. So it's okay to admit it. This isn't podcast. Ain't played nobody. You can admit you don't actually watch Mac football. Toledo, you're the digital underground because at one point you employed the greatest ever. You didn't stick around very long though. Sticking on the Tupac train, UAB, you're Machiavelli because you came back from the dead. UConn is Cage, a white rapper who raps about PCP abuse and horrible weather.
Accurate.
For USC, I have Dizzy Rascal, who is allegedly the best in a different country I've never been to. California, Pac-12. No one's ever been there.
It's true.
And West Virginia, Killer Mike. It's a guy with a gun. He really likes his gun.